This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all new website by going to the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to start out talking about what the New York State Attorney General Letitia James did yesterday when she held a press conference announcing that she was taking down, dissolving of the NRA. And this anti-gun media deal that we got out there made it sound like, well, she's, you know, they almost made it sound like it was a done deal. But here is what the NRA president, Carolyn Meadows, had to say in her statement. She said, this was a baseless, premeditated attack on our organization and the Second Amendment freedom at fights to defend. Now, you could have set yet your watch by it. The investigation was going to reach a crescendo as we move on to the 2020 election cycle. It's a transparent attempt to score political points and attack the leading voice in opposition to the leftist anti-gun agenda. What say you?
Two things. One, the timing of this is very measured and purposeful because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when she was running for her position as Attorney General, she ran on the platform of taking down the NRA, calling it a terrorist organization, which is part and parcel of the counter lawsuit that the NRA filed yesterday against the Attorney General's office, or filed against her. Now, the other interesting thing that I probably need to remind your listeners is, you may remember the name Eric Schneiderman.
Yeah.
Eric Schneiderman was the Attorney General in New York from 2011 to 2018. Now, remember, he suspiciously resigned pretty quickly. Why was that? Well, he was supposed to be a big advocate standing on the side of women on the Me Too movement until four women came along and accused him of sexual predatory behavior. So
correct.
He quit. But in order for him to, remain kind of important, he is behind and helping little Miss Letitia in this lawsuit. So they are working hand in hand on this one. So while you may be watching Letitia, you better go back and start watching Eric Schneiderman.
Birds of a feather, right?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Chad Wolf yesterday testified in front of Congress talking about Portland. Here's a little bit about what he said.
In fact, on July 17th, the mayor of Portland directed that all federal law enforcement agencies be prohibited from accessing the Portland Police Bureau Emergency Operations Center. And on July 22nd, the Portland City Council issued a resolution specifically directing all members of the Portland Police Bureau shall not provide, request, or willingly receive any operational support from DHS and DOJ law enforcement agencies. To put simply, DHS and DOJ officers, law enforcement officers, civil law enforcement officers, were abandoned due to the dangerous policies by local officials.
Excellent point about why you don't want to go to Portland, I guess, right? And an excellent point why you need to get rid of that Portland mayor and that Oregon governor and start over.
Well, I think in Seattle is kind of following that same thing. And this Sunday,
yep,
Seattle is holding a sizable Back the Blue.
You bet.
When you got people in Washington, D.C. that are denying that there are, that there are militant protests, which we have seen, there are, it's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And you got people in Washington, D.C. that are denying it. When Chad Wolf, and I would say that his testimony was really quite important, it's just as important as it was as Ken Cuccinelli's testimony was in the Ted Cruz hearing and on the Senate side on, what was it, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
So, you can show all the video and they still deny that it happened. And timing is a big thing. They're blaming it on the feds. What was going on before the feds even showed up? Now the feds have backed off. They're still there, but they've backed off. And how many nights in a row are now they still calling it a riot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're just getting started here. Haven't even mentioned about old Slow Joe opening his mouth, inserting his foot, doing what he did yesterday, but we'll get into that. We'll get into Nancy because she got into it with Judy Woodruff, a PBS reporter. That never happens. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I've been taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies for going on just a little bit more than 4 months now. And a couple of miraculous things have happened to me, and my doctor absolutely firmly, as I do, believes that it's all because of the Balance of Nature. Number one, my blood pressure has leveled off, and I no longer have need for blood pressure pills. That's number one. And number two, I've lost weight that I didn't even plan on losing. And it was 16 pounds, and then it was another 20 pounds. And I'm telling you, that's unbelievable, because what happens is, by taking the fruits and veggies, you lose the little snack urge late at night and all that sort of stuff, getting up to grab chips or bread and making a sandwich or anything like that, because you feel like you're full. So let me tell you something here. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then how about checking out Balance of Nature by going to the website, balanceofnature.com. Now, I got a deal for you, and here it is. For a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. That's 35% at Balance of Nature. All you got to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You can give them a call, too, at 800-246-8751 and speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save yourself 35%. Balanceofnature.com. I think you'll be glad you did it. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It seems the president had a little chat about what Joe Biden did yesterday, and here's about 20 seconds of him talking about that.
This morning, totally disparaged and insulted the black community. What he said is incredible, and I don't know what's going on with him, but It was a very insulting statement he made, and I guess you'll figure that out. You'll see it in a little while. But it was a great insult to the black community.
Well, it was, because he actually said that the Latinos were more divulged than were the blacks, kind of giving a little shot across the bow, if you will, which wasn't very smart.
Well, I can tell you that the only network that reported that was Fox News. You won't find that piece on MSNBC or CNN, so it kind of doesn't make a lot of difference, do you think?
Well, yeah, and I'm looking at CNN, and you are right. I'm scrolling down a little bit just to make sure, because I thought maybe they might have to put it out there for whatever reason, but nope, there's not a word about it. Not a word.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, score one again for the bad guys, not reporting the news accurately. But they certainly have got this headline up there, Trump's vaccine dreams not rooted in reality. When we know that we could be looking at a vaccine, not in big quantity, but we could be looking at a vaccine available around Labor Day.
Well, not unless, unless you talk to Fauci, and he says not till after the first of the year.
Fauci just isn't accurate anymore about much of anything, in my opinion.
Well, look, there are, I think, 13 different pharmaceuticals or laboratories that are doing or are in the vaccine business right now. They are all at very different stages of the clinical trials and in the testing. So I think one or two, I don't know which ones, I want to say Moderna being one, and anyway, the United States has already bought several million doses,
mm-hmm.
for because some of the doses are already manufactured, so we can move it that fast. In other words, when they get through with their last part of the trials, they don't have to go wait to have it manufactured. It's already there. So it's like, so, anyway, there's more than one company, and they're all in different phases. So, you know, it's hard to tell when they'll all be released.
Now, I've been telling people for a while about Omar and Tlaib, that, and even AOC, that they might have a little bit of interference coming their way. And it appears right now that little Miss Omar up there in Minneapolis has got herself a pretty credible challenger, and she might be in a little bit of trouble.
Well, the, what is it, their newspaper, Minneapolis Star
Tribune.
Is that what it is?
Star Tribune, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, it came out in support of the, Ilhan Omar's challenger.
Right.
So.
And Tlaib is also, having a bit of a problem in that, the thing that's her problem there is the governor of Michigan has got the people all riled up there, and there could be a huge backlash vote against the Democrats in Michigan because of that governor.
Well, it's no surprise that Tlaib, you know, won her primary. You have to understand the district there, her district to start with. So that wasn't any surprise.
Nope.
But Michigan itself, you know, could for sure face a party backlash. Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, the other thing is these tests, COVID-19 tests, the governor of Ohio, the day he was supposed to meet with the president, tested positive, and then he took another test yesterday, and he tested negative.
Not all tests are equal.
No, and not all of them are accurate, and not all of them are, some of them are tainted. We know about the tests that are still out there from China that have been tainted. They haven't gotten them all, I guess, out of circulation, and I wonder if we got one of them.
I don't know anything about tests, you know, coming from China that we're using, so I can't speak to that.
Yeah,
but, I will say that anybody that is in the orbit of the president has to be tested, and the governor was tested and got the results, I think, within like 5 or 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was supposed to meet Trump on the tarmac, which is customary, and couldn't. So, you know, whose test it was, we have no idea. But nonetheless, that's where it was.
Okay, put on your lawyer hat. Can the Los Angeles mayor or any other mayor in an American city legally cut the utility services to include the power and the water to houses hosting large parties?
Yes.
You're right. So that was simple. You know what I know. Yeah, under the they have amazing, just amazing powers under these emergency declarations.
Well, I think what it is called is police power.
Yep.
And that is relegated to the states. And before everybody kind of gets their pings in a wad, you have to understand it's kind of an old, it's an antiquated term, but nonetheless that is the term. In extraordinary circumstances, and this is where it can get subjective, in extraordinary conditions and circumstances, law or politicians, lawmakers, and you know, leaders like governors, do have the ability. Now it's a short-term gig, but they do have the power to make certain decisions and certain edicts in the realm of public safety. Okay, so the truth is that they can do that, such as shut off water and shut off power. Now, the question then becomes, what is it that they're looking at and what evidence and or proof that they are using to, you know, light that fuse and apply that extraordinary power, otherwise known as police power?
Now,
that's the question.
Did you hear about the three teens that were arrested after scaling the Mar-a-Lago wall with an AK-47?
Yep, I sure did.
What transpired there? Do we know?
Well, I got them. I was just kind of looking at that.
Really screwy.
Seconds ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing if it was loaded or not, but still, the mere fact they got over a wall, and of course they were going to get stopped because of all the security there, but still.
There, yesterday in around Tampa, it was quite the day for law enforcement. There was another chase, and two cars.
Oh yeah,
were going across the Howard Franklin, and the two guys got out, and both jumped over the bridge. One died.
Yep, exactly. Okay, hold that thought. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. So have yourself a great day. All right, folks, Captain's America Third Watch, and we don't know why the two guys jumped off the bridge, and they wiped out three or four cars in the process. I understand they might have run over a motorcycle, too. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The day after President Donald Trump's election in November of 2016, the American Civil Liberties Union posted a message to him on their website saying, "See you in court." The president hasn't personally squared off against the ACLU from the witness stand, but the broader warning has happened. As of this week, the ACLU has filed nearly 400 lawsuits and other legal actions against the Trump administration. It prevailed in a U.S. Supreme Court case blocking the administration from placing citizenship questions on the 2020 census. It also spearheaded legal efforts that curtailed the policy of separating many migrant children from their parents. Of the lawsuits, 174 have dealt with immigrant rights, targeting the family separation policy, detention and deportation practices, and the administration's repeated attempts to make it harder to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexican border. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. With those two locations to serve you, two campuses, we'll tell you where they're at here in just a bit. But if you want to find out what it's like to have job security, make a lot of money, and get a lot of benefits, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Listen up, because here comes their message.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been around for about 75 years. They have two locations to serve you. One is in Massachusetts in Concord, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. The other one is down here in the Tampa Bay area in Clearwater, Florida. Now, my suggestion to you is to give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. And here's why. You'll see what it's like to go through the training. You'll see what it's like to see the facility. You'll see what it's like to find out all the different benefits that you can get eyeball to eyeball, voice to voice, first person, and you'll know for sure no misunderstandings. Because becoming an aviation maintenance tech is a very important step in a person's life because it is a lifetime career. I'm telling you, when you get in that, the money you're going to make, the benefits you're going to get, you're going to go, why didn't I do this sooner? And if you're out there struggling right now, maybe you don't have a job, you're laid off and you're on unemployment, or maybe you're just working in a job where you're going nowhere, please, please call 800-659-2080. You owe it to yourself. 800-659-2080. And that's the National Aviation Academy, and ask to take the tour. It's that simple. Now, Afghanistan was a very narrowly scoped out mission by intent, but now as we look outside Afghanistan, you're really going to see a huge return on investment, said the incoming leader of the Security Force Assistance Command yesterday in Afghanistan. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, those strikers they've got out there, the head of the Army's directed energy weapon effort, said that soldiers will be firing lasers, we told you about that months ago, from Striker command vehicles in a test next year to select the firm to equip the service with the high-tech air defense weapon. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Now, the Army's next robot, be careful what you wish for, Army, will know when you're talking trash to it. And know when to talk back. The Army is developing a system to allow an autonomous ground robot to communicate with soldiers through natural conversations and in time learn to respond to soldier instructions no matter how informal or potentially crass they may be. I can't wait to hear that one. Holy smokes. Matter of fact, hopefully I'll get a chance to see a demonstration of that somewhere along the line. Good Lord. Now, a VilSec-based American soldier could face up to 3 years in prison after he was accused of causing a traffic accident on a Bavarian country road in which he and a couple were injured, German police said. Got to be careful when you're overseas, guys and girls. You got to be careful when you're overseas. Bad news for a then-Navy chief aviation electronics technician, Kurt P. Killian, who entered into a pretrial agreement and was found not guilty of a charge of conspiracy with two other chiefs to steal scopes, night vision goggles, and chem lights. And he winds up losing his rank over that. Of course, that's a no-brainer when you get in a situation like that. Now, the Missile Defense Agency is nearing its planned defense of Hawaii test event with an Arleigh Burke destroyer and a Standard Missile 3 Block 2A to provide the ship serving as a backup to be part of the ground-based homeland defense systems if needed. By the way, past ship design and acquisition mistakes, such as those with the Ford-class carrier and littoral combat ship programs, are leading to some extra steps in today's shipbuilding programs to ensure no time or money is wasted again. And I no sooner say that, and the USS John F. Kennedy, the sister ship to the USS Gerald Ford, which was way over cost, cost a record $13.3 billion. Now the price for the second ship, the Kennedy, is creeping up, approaching $4 billion right now, which is above where it was. Unbelievable. By the way, the 55th Wing Commander of the at Office Air Force Base, pardon me, is warning that restrictions that were lifted last month at Offutt Air Force Base could be reimposed if airmen there can't curb a recent spike in COVID-19 cases. That's not good, so hopefully they'll be able to do that. And Belgium and Spain are back as approved travel destinations for Air Force personnel in Germany after the service backtracked on a travel ban to the countries. So, we'll see how that works out. Now, the Marines, the M-72 anti-tank rocket launcher, has been the staple of the Marine Corps since Marines were fighting in the jungle during the Vietnam War. Now, brand new rocket launcher upgrades are coming to the Marines. That M-72 is going to be upgraded, and that'll be good. Now, there's nearly 300 female Marines that have moved into combat arms jobs that were, up until less than 5 years ago, previously open to only men. But only one female officer has led a Marine infantry platoon so far. The Marine Corps plans on changing that. We'll see where that goes. Now, the National Guard, Lieutenant General Michael A. Lowe, pinned on a third star and took over as the Air National Guard's 13th director in a ceremony at the Pentagon. Then National Guard Bureau Chief Air Force General Joseph Lengel presided over that. By the way, the National Guard Bureau Chief General David R. Hankinson has tapped Chief Master Sergeant Tony L. Whitehead as the Bureau's next senior enlisted advisor. That announcement came 2 days ago. And remember the unfortunate Black Hawk helicopter that crashed in Minnesota last December, killing three Minnesota National Guardsmen? Well, according to a guard summary released, mechanical failure and human error led to the crash of that Black Hawk helicopter. Let's not forget the Coast Guard is still out there alive and well. The Coast Guard, for the first time in years, sent one of its medium endurance cutters to the Atlantic Ocean, north of the Arctic Circle, as the Sea Service joins the U.S. and Canadian navies for a yearly maritime exercise where they're going to take their rubber boats, their small boats, and put them out there and see what happens. That is not going to be an assignment that I would want to do. Holy smokes. By the way, documents obtained by a taxpayer watchdog group shows that the Department of Veterans Affairs continued to conduct experiments on cats for medical research, even as Congress considered the Preventing Unkind and Painful Procedures and Experiments on Respected Species called the Puppers Act, intended to halt most of that animal training. The VA was still doing it. Gee. And a new CubeSat experiment by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, known as DARPA, designed to explore the use of microelectronic materials in extraterrestrial environments, could pay dividends for future capabilities fielded by the U.S. Space Force and the Pentagon Space Development Agency. And by the way, the Space Force is just moving along quite nicely, thank you very much. And Eric, you're absolutely right on that one, my friend. Absolutely right. And he was a K Street guy. So you're right on that one, too. Okay, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends over at Boomer Naturals. Now, we're all facing something that we've never been through before, and that's one of the big changes now, having to wear a face cover. And I'll tell you, the kind you use really does matter, because if you want to do it right, you want something that offers you some protection. Now, Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. And they're in stock right now, shipped to you fast, and these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. Now, one reason why these are so highly protective is that they have the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven right into the fabric. And that may enhance the filtration and block droplets and tiny particles too. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of people in need. So you can order today by going to the website, BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout and save 20%. Now, BoomerNaturals.com is a website that also has wellness products there, too. Take a look at everything they got there. And with your order, use the promo code CAPTAIN20 to save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I want you to listen to Nancy Pelosi for about a minute. I know it's tough, but you can do it. About a minute and listen to the nonsense that she spewed out of her mouth yesterday.
I like your spirit of being more upbeat, more optimistic, so I will offer this. Why can't you go across the aisle and say, Representative Lewis, civil rights legend, would have loved it if we could do something for the totally disenfranchised in this country, no matter what? Can we give a huge chunk of money to the people who are disenfranchised, to minorities who want so badly to stay in business and can't, and to people who are trying to go to college or have students loans, who are minorities, who are the most affected because they had the least chance in our country? That's got to be something both sides can agree to.
Perhaps you mistook them for somebody who gives a for what you just described.
That's
the problem. See, the thing is, they don't believe in governance. They don't believe in governance, and that requires some acts of government to do that. But just what you described is what Chuck Schumer, is proposing that we do with some of the resources in the bill. And you described Chuck Schumer's proposal exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, we can't repeat what Nancy said on the air and stay on the air, but she is just a foul-mouthed, just little, I don't know, I call her the Wicked Witch of the West, but she's far beyond that.
Well, you can call her lots of things, but you have to also call her probably one of the most astute politicians I've ever seen. I mean, she wins all the time. She's going to get with this stimulus package. She proposes $3.4 trillion. It'll probably come out to be $2 trillion, and she'll be happy. She knows how to play Republicans, and she wins on a regular basis. I don't agree with her policies. She drives me crazy, but I wish Republicans had politicians that were as good as she is at her job. And she's like one of those athletes that you love to hate. She wins all the time. And, you know, she can say what she wants. But, again, when all said and done, it's the Republicans that are caving to the Democrats. You only have about 20 senators out there that are looking out for fiscal responsibility, and most of them are just as bad as Republicans are. I mean, Rand Paul said it best. You see, a Republican should go apologize to Obama for yelling and screaming at him for all his spending.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. If you don't like Nancy Pelosi being in charge, folks, you can change all that by voting the bums out that got us in the mess we're in to begin with. You can change all of that, change the balance of power, and see what happens. And maybe, just maybe, we'll be better off. What say you?
All right, listen, elections always have consequences. And again, you know, Republicans, they look to the party, and the party to me is a disaster. They put the same people in power. There's a pecking order into how much of this is done. This is how you get guys like Charlie
Crist. It's in both parties, Chris.
Mm-hmm. You know, the reality is that the Republican Party has not done, they don't do what they say that they're going to do. I mean, let's be honest. We had the House, we had the Senate the first 2 years. Did we repeal Obamacare? Did we replace it? No, we didn't do that. We got tax reform, which was fantastic. And Donald Trump has done a great job in reducing regulations. But he's not really a Republican, and we all know that. And the reason why he won, he was a bit of an outsider. We need some of these outsiders that have a mind of their own. We need more of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Now, the other thing is, mortgage rates plunged to a record low 2.88% for 30-year loans. Now, mortgage rates have found another record low, potentially boosting a housing market, which has been kind of a bright spot for a shaky U.S. economy, and this may help it do some more. Might give it a real shot in the arm. What say you?
Oh, listen, you know, there's no doubt about that. Well, the housing market is doing also well because people are moving. They're trying to, you know, they're rethinking where they want to live, and there's been
Florida,
Tennessee,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Texas has been a major flight out of,
and Nevada, areas. No taxes, no income tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's going to continue. We got to also be aware when mortgage rates come down, what happens to the price of the houses? They go up. There's an inverse relationship there as well.
Now, some Trump advisors yesterday came out and said that there was going to be a delisting of U.S.-listed Chinese firms that fail on audit standards. I don't even know what they're talking about. What have they been auditing?
Basically how they go about doing their books and how they account for a myriad of different things. They got to make sure that they are in line with our rules and regulations. And if they're not, then they're going to be delisted from exchanges. So that's basically what that means.
Now, of course, Jim Cramer, somebody who gets excited when he gets on the television and whatnot, he came out and he said the market will plunge without the virus aid deal.
Listen, I think it will come down a bit without any sort of deal. To be honest, the market's up based upon the fact that the government is going to print more money and inject it into the system. That has helped the markets. That's why they're at the levels that they are. The money finds its way into the markets. It's got to find a home somewhere. One of the places it's finding a home is the stock market. So, yeah, do I think that there would be a negative reaction without any sort of stimulus deal? Yeah, I do think so.
Well, Facebook and their owner, primary owner, Mark Zuckerberg, continues to just absolutely astound people. He's apparently now worth $100 billion.
So the value of his stock at that point in time. I caution people when they talk about people and, you know, what they're worth. It's what the value of their companies are worth. Again, Mark Zuckerberg tried to go out and sell all of his stock in Facebook and have $100 billion. He wouldn't do that. Obviously, it would drive the price of the stock down. And it wouldn't be worth nearly as much. But again, you got to understand, he's built a product out there, a service, a platform that's used by quite a few people, and it's doing quite well.
Yeah, and speaking of Facebook, they have banned the pro-Trump PAC ads through the end of the election, 90 days, and they shut them down yesterday. I don't really know what they were doing. They didn't care about.
It was one of the Trump PACs. I think I heard about that.
Yeah.
Listen, you're going to hear more and more about this as the election goes on. I just don't think you'll hear much of Biden PACs being shut down.
How is Uber going to stay in business when they lost another $1.8 billion in the second quarter of this year as riders stayed home and ordered in the different things they needed to have?
They're trying to make up some of their difference with the Uber Eats and the food delivery services. But, Matt, for a long time, I said it, I don't understand Uber's model and how they're incapable of making money. That's always been an issue, and they have a cash burn. And at some point in time, they're going to either run out of money or they're going to have to raise more cash or they're going to have to decide they're going to start becoming profitable. One of those three things. This is not the first time this has happened with high-flying companies, and the next great thing, and it won't be the last.
Mm. Finally, household debt fell to $14.27 trillion, the first drop in 6 years.
It's the way people paying down some of those bills and maybe not buying as much stuff probably helps with that.
It's a stimulus. Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, so you be safe up there, and I'll talk to you then.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. Make sure you check out his weekend show. He'll be all across the country on many of these same great radio stations. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.